morning. City Finance will come to order. Today is Tuesday, the 1st of March, 2005, a little after 9. I'm joined by Senator Olson, Senator Dyson, Senator Stedman, Co-Chair Wilkin, and myself, Senator Green. Reminder about cell phones and pagers. And on the first part of today's meeting, we'll be reviewing HB 47 and Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, and then Senate Bill 51, Public Assistance Programs. Each of those bills had a minor amendment that had to be made and changed to one to a fiscal note before we could move them out of committee, so they shouldn't take a great deal of time. And so we'll first take up, Representative Samuels is in the office. Oh, come on up, Representative Samuels, on HB 47, Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers. If you have any comments that you would like to make before we go back to this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I could answer any questions, or Lelania Snyder can answer any questions if there are any, but it's pretty straightforward.
Pardon?
So we can answer any questions if you have any questions, but it's pretty straightforward with the revised fiscal note.
Are there any questions on House Bill 47? As you recall, the fiscal note did not the original fiscal note did not include an assessment for 06. The revised fiscal note now has a 32.8 total operating cost for that piece of legislation. I think we have finished our discussion on this legislation. Are there any amendments? Any comment? The roll of the committee, please.
Which one are we on?
HB 47, Real Estate Appraisers, Senate Bill, CS4. Senator Wilson.
Madam Chair, move to report House Bill 47 from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
There being no opposition, HB 47 moves out of committee with individual signatures and fiscal notes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Moving on to Senate Bill 51. As you recall, this is the tribal assistance, the temporary assistance for needy families, and the expansion of the program to include potentially new groups who wish to participate in the tribal communities. And as we were going through this legislation, we've been struck in the recent past certainly by some of the programs having their federal funds diminished. And we were concerned that in future, if the federal funds diminished, would the state be required to pick up not only the slack in the federal funds, but additional state funds to continue the program. And Senator Wilkin asked that we craft language to take care of that. Senator Wilkin, do you want to move amendment number one, and then we can begin our discussion?
Madam Chair, I move amendment number one.
And you see, amendment number one simply says, nothing in this section requires the department to continue to fund an Alaska Native Family Assistance Grant Program at a level funded before the current grant period, or to replace federal funds for the program with state funding. Are there any questions, or is there discussion? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. One of the questions that I have is, what are the plans, or are there plans for these families that are on the program if there is no money left?
With Chair Senator Olson, I think that at that time the programs have to be adjusted or other funds found. I think, as we talked about earlier, this what we're seeing in this, the potential in this particular program and others, is as federal funds are eroded or the lack of support comes from Washington, I would hope that it's not the default position of this committee that we just automatically backfill with general fund money, so that we, when we run into this and this situation, that we understand that it's not time to just write checks out of our checkbook. It's rather a time for reanalysis of the program and how we can fund it and at what levels and for what funding mechanisms. And I think that this language sets in place the foundation upon which this committee and future committees would start that discussion.
An additional follow-up question. So this does not preclude the state from stepping in to backfill?
No, it does not prohibit. It simply says there's no assumption that the state will continue the program to the extent in that current period. Because we're seeing tremendous pressure being put on state general funds even this year, other programs for which the federal funds have been reduced or diminished or withdrawn. Is there any discussion on Amendment Number 1? There being no objection, Amendment Number 1 is adopted. Are there any other questions about Senate Bill 51? Any other concerns? Senator Wilkin.
Madam Chair, I move to report Senate Bill 51 as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
There being no objection, Senate Bill 51, accompanying fiscal notes, most of which are positive, will be adopted with individual recommendations. Take a brief at ease.
So please come back to order. The purpose of the rest of the day's meeting is run through the fast track supplemental for folks to do a review of that. We've got some amendments that came in late yesterday afternoon, so the administration is here to present those to us. Then we'll have a chance to digest those and then you folks will have a chance to look at the fast track, and then I thought we'd come back today at about 5 o'clock to pass it out of committee. So any changes from the committee or from the administration that they're concerned about that we can handle by 5 o'clock, that would be the plan. We'll check folks' schedules here before we recess. Once we finish with the fast track, then we going to the slow track. We left off with DOT, and Nancy's here, so I'd like to pick that back up on the slow track and complete the testimony and the presentation on that. So with that, if that schedule works for you folks, I thought what I'd do, you each have a spreadsheet and the bill, and the spreadsheet should come close to the bill. So I thought what I'd do, rather than go to each piece, I would just go to those pieces on the spreadsheet, starting with line 4, section 2A. Any that were changed, that were not funded at the governor's level, are the ones that I would prefer to talk about, and the rest are as presented, or as requested in the supplemental. So let's begin. On page 1, line 4, section 2A, has to do with the Small Energy Assistance Program. In the bill, we've done a couple of things. There are currently outstanding loans for bulk fuel from across Alaska, various places. There are a number of communities that are past due. But the intent of this would be to pay off all of those debts so that there would be no more debt in the bulk fuel loan program for those communities based on their population. And that's the $25,000 to $50,000 or $75,000 level. Whatever is remaining out of that particular allocation for that particular community after paying off the debts and bringing them to zero would then be used to pay for fuel, and those would be used to pay for fuel based on invoices submitted to the state, and that money would lapse on June 30th. So that's what the changes in section 2A. I have a lot of detail on where the communities are and all that. I didn't think that was necessary to share with the committee, but essentially it just pays off all of the bulk fuel loans that are out there. Brings everybody to zero. Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the questions I do have for those communities that have an outstanding loan that's in excess of their allocation, what are the plans for those communities? Are they just not going to be able to buy fuel?
That's correct. That's correct. So they would, if for instance they had a $126,000 obligation and they had a $50,000 pay down, then it would be $50,000 off of their debt.
And are there any provisions for them to get additional fuel?
No. Other questions on the bulk fuel? Okay. Drop down to item line 8 and line 9, $50,000. The department is going to lapse some O5 funding, so we're just using that lapse money to roll it up into the enhanced correctional officer and the recruiting efforts in urban and rural Alaska. So that's minor. Any questions on that?
Where are you?
I'm on page 1, line 8 and 9. We're just going to use O5 lapse money to fund in line 9 to fund the line 8 request.
You must be over in the supplemental.
Yeah. I see it.
That's it. Maybe you have an old version. Where are you? Thank you.
With letter with the bill was a spreadsheet.
I don't have it.
Let's stand. Sanities. That's all right. Let's. Section 3A and 3B. And we'll give Senator Green there just a moment.
Thank you.
All set? Okay. Line 10, having to do with $225,000 in general fund, asking for a e-procurement application. We've zeroed that out, expecting that the DOT experiment with e-procurement will be successful and will spread to other agencies, and don't see a need to jumpstart this procurement, knowing that e-procurement, knowing that another system will be coming along. Any questions on line 10, 3C? Okay. Down to line 15, 4B, education. There was $800,000 for room and board for Mount Edgecombe. We've zeroed that out. It was quite clear the record last year that this committee didn't favor that appropriation. The administration went ahead and essentially spent the money. That was the administration's decision, so it's incumbent on the administration to find out how to pay for it. But I'm not, I think we meant what we said last year, and it's as simple as I can be about it. Senator Stebbins?
Yeah, on this particular item, I assume then in the 06 operating budget then we'll have some funding to operate Edgecombe. What we're talking about here is the supplemental for 05.
Right. This is 05 supplemental, and there is 06, regular 06 Mount Edgecombe money. Okay. Any other questions on Mount Edgecombe?
Just one quick comment.
Senator Seven.
I would prefer that's left in, and I recognize the numerics of the table, and we'll pick it up next year.
Okay, thank you. Other questions or comments on Mount Edgecombe? Okay, down to 17, environmental conservation. That's fully funded at the $855,000 level. We're using general fund rather than federal money, so that's just a fund source change. Any questions on that? Going on to 20, fund capitalization for the Disaster Relief Fund. There were three requests there totaling $7.677 million. We have funded the 2004 Bering Strait storm for $4.054 million. The earthquake shortfall of $259,000 and the Kaktovik winter storm at $2.363 million. We haven't funded the base capitalization of $1 million. Any questions on that? I did get some concern from the department about a half hour ago, and I asked them to get a hold of me after our meeting and make me a little smarter on what we just did, what it means to us. So DMVA is going to do that, so we may come back and visit that at 5 o'clock. Anything else on DMVA, disaster relief? Okay, going to page 2. Lines 21 through 29 are gas line. 05 spending on the gas line to jumpstart it. Line 30 is ANWR for the governor. What we've done is a couple of things here. First, if you'll look, lines 21 through 29, well, let's see, how do I say this? 21, 22, 23, 28, and 29, we provided full funding, and we're requesting that the expenditures be approved through legislative budget and audit. Senator Bean? My spreadsheet has the things that were deleted, so the line numbers are in here. So I'm going to reference section numbers, and then we'll be okay. So let's see. We should be okay. Are we okay on 5A, environmental conservation? Are we okay on 6B, fund capitalization?
Yeah.
Disaster relief fund?
All right. Got it.
6B, okay on that? Okay, now we go to 7A and to gas line work. So let's take another stab at that. We provided full funding, and 7A, 7B, 7C1, 7C2, 7E, and 7F, we're asking that those expenditures be run through LBNA. 7D1, D2, and D3 are approved with an 06 lapse date and are not run through LBNA. About 3 years ago, if you'll remember, and I think it was Gasline, I forget the purpose, but we ran through LBNA the expenditures for that particular resource development project, and it, according to Senator Terry, it worked out fine. Puts more burden, of course, on him, and we have to make sure the LBNA in their meeting process doesn't slow down the efforts of the state. But I've been assured that we'll be able to do that, and I've assured the administration that we would do that. So that's the first thing we've done. A, B, C, C, E, F are run through LBNA. Any discussion on that particular piece of this? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the use of permanent fund corp receipts is nothing new. It's something we've done many times in the past.
That's the next piece of this. You'll notice that in the other funds, because this is resource development and the investment will be replenished when we're successful back into the permanent fund, We're using permanent fund corporate receipts to fund 25% of the request, which is $7.192.5 million. So it's a fund source change from general fund to permanent fund corporation receipts. Any questions on that? Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to make sure I've got it straight, so are you using the permanent fund earnings to fund this?
That's correct.
Thank you.
And we've done that in the past for resource development issues that come back in resource development receipts. Senator Stedman?
That would be the permanent fund earnings reserve account, correct?
Yes. Technically, it's corporation receipts, but if you go all the way to the bottom, it's earnings reserve account.
And that's in the same relationship as the deposit would be made from
revenue?
Yes,
25%. Knowing that 25% will come back, and that investment will pay itself off in multiples. So that's the funding piece of that. Let's see, anything else? I think you'll notice that attached that also is $500,000 to the governor for ANWR lobbying and opening efforts. Okay, anything else on 7A, Section 7 or Section 8? Okay. 9C, which you don't have, it's the $500,000 erosion of federal money for breast and cervical cancer support. It was requested $500,000. We have chosen not to fund that for three reasons. We're asking the department if they could, rather than accept any female, regardless of age, to perhaps raise the threshold of acceptance to those women that are at risk. And the number I've gotten apparently from physicians is at 40 years old. So that will cut the cost down of the program. The second piece is we're wondering, and the department will respond. We're wondering if the $500,000 reduction was pointed to breast and cervical cancer support, or it was just a general federal erosion, and the department happened to choose this particular place to take the $500,000 and recognize the lack of federal support in this particular program. The third thing is, this goes back to the amendment that we had in the prior bill. For whatever reason, the federal government has pulled $500,000 from support of this program, and this is another example of what we will have to wrestle with for years to come under whether we just accept general funds to replace the federal money, or we have a deliberative process to decide the worthiness of funding these particular programs that we're going to see more and more of as time marches on. So for those three reasons, I chose not to fund breast and cervical cancer, and so that will, in the supplemental, is zero. Any questions on that? Okay. The last item is on page 3, section 11. The general fund request for $446,000. We've been told through the process that what they really need in the 05 supplemental is $297,300. So that should take care of them in the supplemental. Senator Stedman, are you with us?
No.
Page 3, line...
page 2. Maybe just the section number.
Section 11, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Section 11.
Okay.
Pardon me. Okay, so we're funding what appears to be actual 05 real needs. And 06 can be taken care of as we work through the 06 budget. Any questions on Section 11, National Guard? Okay, so that's, in total, the GS spending was requested at about $97.082 million. General fund has been reduced to $87.656. Federal money, as always, is $99.38. I'm referring to page 2, just this total. Other funds, $24.4 for a total supplemental of $211,529,000. With that, I hope that everyone will digest this, and we'll recess here after we hear from DOT on the slow track. How's everybody scheduled for 5 o'clock today? Everybody okay?
I got a conflict, but I can reschedule it.
Okay, thank you. I don't think it should take long, maybe an hour, maybe a little less. I know Senator Olson has an amendment, and I know we'll hear from DMBA, so there's a few things that we'll deal with, and I know the administration will be back. So anybody has some concerns, Cheryl, if you'd get ahold of my office, and James, we'll work through this. If you could try to have your amendments in by 3, so that we can, at least have them organized for the committee at 5. So, okay, if there's nothing else on this fast track supplemental, we'll set that aside for the moment. Kennedy's?
Yes.
The administration came in yesterday afternoon with some amendments, and so I asked Cheryl if she would share those with us this morning. So let's come back to the fast track, and then these amendments will be part of the CS this afternoon for our discussion. So Cheryl, if you would, please. And let's see, we have motions passed out the amendments, I believe, looks like this. So good morning, Cheryl, if you would please walk us through these.
Good morning. Cheryl Frasca, Office of Management and Budget. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have the memo in front of me. I brought everything else. But we have primarily about 6 amendments, more than that, but total about $9.5 million general funds, $5 million in other funds, and $8.7 million in federal funds. And the first one, and again, I apologize because I don't have the section number, but the first one deals with the Department of Administration in 2 capital appropriations. Thank you, Joan. And it, the first one is to move from our FY06 capital budget $5 million from Information Services Fund appropriation to the Fast Track Supplemental to deal with our information technology network security issues. And the department is here to speak to the reasons why we want to move up that request from our 06 capital budget.
Okay. Who's going to help us from the department? Kevin.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Kevin Brooks, Deputy Commissioner with the Department of Administration. As many of you might have heard, the state experienced a cyber attack on our networks in mid-January. It's something that there have been some federal agencies involved in investigating the causes of that. It's really stepped up some needs for solidifying our telecommunications and IT infrastructure. The department had in its original capital budget request approximately $17 million for dealing with this and other things. We've identified $5 million of that original request that we would ask the committee's consideration for moving forward to the Fast Track Supplemental so that we can immediately begin to solidify our network and address some of the network deficiencies that were brought to light by the attack in January.
Okay. Questions of Mr. Brooks? Kevin, how does this flow into the $17 million 06 request for network security?
That request, Mr. Chairman, would be reduced, so it would be a remainder of approximately $12 million in the 06 capital budget, moving 5 to this fast track.
See an offset, okay.
Yes.
Other questions on, I'm trying to reference it, Section 1, B and C. Is that the ones we're, and then how about C, Kevin, ALMR?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the second request that we have is a new request. It's not brought before, or not included in our original bill. $6.175 million general funds for the Alaska Land Mobile Radio Project to address infrastructure upgrades. Just by way of background, ALMR is a project that we've been working on with the Department of Defense. There's about 87 radio sites between Kodiak and Fairbanks, where we have repeater stations, and they provide communications for voice data, video. We've been working, and this request represents the input and needs for public safety, Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, and the Department of Administration to really fulfill the state's obligations with the agreement that we have with the Department of Defense to shore up this network. We are asking for this funding, $6.1 million in the fast track. We have some contractual deadlines that we need to meet and be working on by May. There's a second piece in the 06 capital that we would be asking for approximately the same amount. Just to put it in a context, the federal government has already stepped up with about $43 million. They're buying equipment that we can put on our sites, and they've pledged over $100 million more in investment in this network. So we would ask, there is a significant amount of federal money that we're leveraging with this request, and we would ask your favorable consideration for including it in the fast track.
Senator Dyson?
Yeah, thank you. So how will that impact the 06 budget?
The through the chair and Senator Dyson, we would have a second piece of this request included in the FY06 capital budget. The overall request is about $12.5 million. The six that you see in the fast track is what we need to have done between now and May as we start to get out and do the work on these sites.
I recognize that you said that. I just want to make sure I got it clear. So there's going to be another $6 million increment on top of the 06 DMVA budget that was submitted?
Through the Chair and Senator Dyson, in the Department of Administration's budget is where this would show up, and it's in the capital budget, not the operating budget.
And through the Chair, Senator Dyson, we did submit that as a budget amendment last week, so you may not have yet had a chance to look at it.
Mr. Chair, if I could just to follow up on that, it was really, we've been working on this for a couple of months now with the other departments involved with the state and the Department of Defense. It was really a judgment call for us to go with a number that we were unsure of or try and really get into the details and provide you with the best information we can and do it as a budget amendment. We chose the latter to give you, again, the most accurate information possible.
Okay. Senator Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we look at these upgrades, what are these upgrades actually going to do now that the current system is not doing? I mean, for $6 million, I would expect that there'd be some significant improvements. And what are they?
Through the Chair and Senator Olson, each of these sites, they range from on the road system to mountaintops. And typically, a site would be set up and it would include, bear with me a second. I'll make a shot at this. I may ask for Stan, our director of ETS, to join me. But each of the sites has a structure that houses the radio equipment. It might be like, you might think of it like an ADCO trailer, 10 by 20 or 20 by 20 structure to house radio equipment, generators, batteries, solar panels. And there would also be a communications tower that would have multiple antenna hanging off the tower. We are in the process of updating. These are very old sites. They have very old, outdated equipment that was analog. And we're trying to bring that in, basically bring it into the 21st century and get new equipment, get upgraded equipment that can handle the types of communications that have to go over and the security that's involved. And a lot of the ALMR sites are gearing towards a military exercise that's scheduled to occur in August, Northern Edge, I believe they refer to it. And it does require enhanced equipment that we currently don't have to deal with the requirements that the military has. And they're providing that equipment that's specific to their needs.
Senator, so if they're providing the equipment, why do we need the $6 million?
Through the chair and Senator Olson, they're providing equipment specific to their needs. The state has a number of users, all of our first responders, DOT, Health and Social Services, the Alaska Railroad uses this same network, and multiple other state agencies. And so it's really trying to address all the needs of the users, DOD being a significant user. And once we have the network back in shape, we have commitments from the Department of Defense to also, you know, pay for the ongoing operating maintenance costs of the network as well, so.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So Kevin, the reason it's in the supplemental is, and just sort of came up on us in the last couple of weeks, is because the federal government did something to jumpstart us, is that what you're saying?
Not exactly, Mr. Chairman. The agreement that the state has had with the federal government for LMAR has been in existence for a couple of years. Really what's driving it now in the sites, we're addressing, I think, 42 of the most critical sites right now with this money, and that is to make sure that the sites are functional and operating for this Northern Edge exercise that's going to occur in August. We have to get ahead of that, get those in place so it can be tested over the summer and make sure that everything is working fine. It was really collaborating all the equipment needs with Military and Veterans Affairs, Public Safety, and our own ETS division from the telecommunications side of things. And so really just getting the three agencies together, working and identifying. We're doing site inventories. We've got technicians in both Military and Veterans Affairs and admin working on this. We could have probably done a better job in getting it to you sooner, but we wanted to get you the best information that we could.
Okay, thanks. So maybe one of these days we may take a half hour and have an ALMR briefing for this committee. It's probably,
Mr. Chairman,
it's probably worth our while when you start talking about hundreds of millions.
We'd be happy to do that, Mr. Chairman.
Probably do that so we're smart on it. Yeah. Okay, anything else on B, ALMR? Okay, Cheryl?
Okay, thank you. And you may as well stay here for a sec. The second amendment is in a fund transfer section, and it relates to increasing the appropriation from the general fund to the Marine Highway System Fund in order to pay for the monetary terms of the IBU contract, which is also on amendment page 2, amending section 13. The almost $3.2 million relates to the FY05 costs of this contract. So there's two sections in our amendments that deal with those monetary terms.
Okay. Questions? There's a memo I just noticed, January 26th, of what the settlement is for the committee, if you'd like to take a look at that. Any other questions on IBEW bargaining contract? Okay. Cheryl?
Mr. Chairman, the next section in amending Section 6 and another fund transfer is subsection C, and this relates to the financing mechanism that we were proposing to pay for the $5 million of the network security infrastructure upgrades that Mr. Brooks spoke to originally at the beginning of our discussion. And this is an appropriation from the master lease line of credit, which was our proposal on how to finance these projects that we had in our 06 budget. And so we're moving that mechanism up to our FY05 supplemental proposal too. And so this is an amendment to use that line of credit to pay for the network security work, and then it would be our intention to bill out the agencies through our, we call it our EPR rate, so we can tap both state and non-state fund sources to repay this line of credit over time.
So is this part of the $17
million? Correct.
Also?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, any questions on paragraph C? Okay. Section 8.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Okay, Section 8 is a proposal to increase the supplemental to the Division of Elections by $160,000. This is related to the increased cost of the AccuVote maintenance, as well as some lease cost increases in this current fiscal year. and some other maintenance and postage and shipping costs above what they had previously requested in the standalone supplemental that had been traveling through the legislature to meet their requirements.
Questions on 8B? Okay. 13?
Mr. Chairman, this is the monetary terms for the IBU contract that we discussed earlier. This is the actual appropriation from the system fund to make those payments.
Okay. Questions on 13? Okay. 15A?
Mr. Chairman, this is our last amendment to the Fast Track Supplemental, and it concerns three capital projects, Cold Bay, Dead Horse, and Unalaska. And these are instances where the projects are ready to go in March and April of this year. And if we are able to get the authorization to spend the federal funds earlier, we'll be able to get those projects going earlier. So we're moving it up.
So we're realizing an additional $9 million from the feds?
These are, John, do you want to speak to, or Nancy, if they're additional versus the projects are ready to go, and so we want to be able to start them earlier as opposed to waiting till July 1st.
Are any projects being replaced, or are these new projects? Nancy, morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. I'm Nancy Slagle, Director of Administrative Services for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. These are airport improvement program funding for these three airports. Some of this is discretionary money. That means that it is additional dollars that are coming to the state from FAA. It's not replacing any other funds that we would get in our regular entitlement program.
So no projects are slipping?
No projects are slipping, that's correct.
Or being replaced.
Yeah.
What does HD 40 and HD 5 mean?
Mr. Chairman, House Districts.
House District. Okay, thanks. Okay. Anything on Section 15? Okay. Thank you, Nancy. You might as well stay right there because we're going to talk to you shortly. 17A?
Mr. Chairman, that's just technical in terms of the lapse of the funds in Sections 1B and 1C that relate to the Almar upgrades and the network security.
Okay.
That they're for capital appropriations and so therefore won't lapse.
Okay.
So it's more of a technical amendment. And that concludes the amendments that we've submitted to Fast Track Supplemental.
Okay, we'll do regulars at a future time. Okay, anything else on the administration's amendments? Okay, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
And any concerns, we'll get a hold of you or you get a hold of us in anticipation of a 5 o'clock meeting. Okay. Anything else on the fast track? Okay, then let's set that aside for the moment and let's come back to the not slow track, but the regular track. It's just easier to, it's easier to say slow, isn't it? So, we left off on 17I, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. Senator Dean?
117F?
Pardon me?
117F, huh? Well, that's just a reapproach.
My notes show, is that
that's
yours?
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
So 17I, Anchorage Snow Hall. Hang on, let's just stand at ease for a moment. Stand at ease.